The Umatilla Chemical Depot is nearing final cleanup. It let go of 60 more workers Thursday. The Northeast Military Site is where tons of deadly chemical weapons were stored for decades. Correspondent Anna King has more.
The Umatilla Chemical Depot is now home to a pit of dirt and gravel. That's where the massive incineration plant used to stand. The big machine destroyed chemical weapons from World War II. Some were stored here since the late 1960s. This latest layoff leaves just 100 workers, down from more than 800 a few years ago. Hal McCune is the spokesman for URS, the federal contractor cleaning up the site. He says the work now consists of environmental sampling to find any trace chemicals.
So if you look across where the plant used to be, you see lots of stakes with little red and green flags on them, and it's looks like a miniature golf course with lots of holes or something, but we're doing a lot of sampling to be sure that we're leaving the area clean and ready for future use.
McCune says by October, there will just be a couple dozen workers left to handle the final paperwork. I'm Anna King in Richland.